my gosh, you guys, it's been so long. I feel like I needed a moment to just kind of like recuperate from a breakup, feeling so much better. I went to LA, just been figuring out what I wanted to do with my life and just kind of going from there, going on trips, traveling, hanging out with my friends, getting back in the groove of things, keeping myself busy, working. It's been so good so far. I'm happy. Well, I'm starting to get happy. I think it's been like 8 weeks since the breakup. So much has happened since then. And I kind of want to tell you, how I kind of coped with that breakup. From the very beginning, after the last podcast I had, I went to LA, stayed down there for 2 weeks. I really needed it, let me tell you. After LA, I came back, met up with my ex. He wanted to talk. I said, you know, that's cool. We came to like a conclusion that we're gonna be friends with one another. And made it very clear, no sex, just friendship. We can work on our friendship and we'll go from there. I was struggling at first, with some, I guess, some things that I had to deal with, after the relationship, because I was still around him and I was struggling. It's hard to explain. It's a feeling that was just so hard to explain that I had to go through. But, fast forward, almost, 6 weeks later, I'm feeling better. Getting in the groove of things, like I said. And I'm starting to see that I am putting myself first before anyone else. Because before, I used to be like, oh, okay, you know, I can do this for you. And then I used to put my life on hold for other people. But now I'm starting to see, like, that's not the way life should be. I can actually do me and also help other people. And also, you know, hang out, you know, with my friends as well, and family. It's just been a really eye-opening change for me. The number one thing I would highly suggest, if you're going through a breakup and you want to figure out how can I just get over my ex, I keep thinking about him, I just want to text him, but I know I don't want to text him. The number one thing I highly suggest is to keep yourself busy. The first couple of weeks, I know they're hard, they are tough. And it's gonna be tougher if you're not keeping yourself busy. Getting more hours at work, going out more, finding an activity that you love, like exercising, doing that more, staying out of the house. Because if you're in the house in this closed environment, you kind of just lose your mind, and you know, your thoughts just start really going everywhere and thinking like, oh my God, how can I do this? Like, what did I do wrong? And you know, you start thinking about the relationship and him, and you don't really want that. So you want to take your mind off of that, and what better way than to do other things outside of the house? And you know, not really being able to be on your phone. That's number one. Number two, depending on how long your relationship was with the person, I do suggest that, you know, you guys do talk, very, calmly with one another, you know, and just kind of say, you know what, let's be friends with one another. We can still text. And If you know he's toxic from you, still say, yeah, we can text one another, but slowly pull yourself away from him. And what I mean by that is, say, you know what, let's be friends. And then as days goes on, you know, you guys are talking, but you're talking less and less and less to him. And he's going to notice the changes. He will, believe me. But I think that's just the best. That's what I had to do. In terms of my relationship. And finding more activities. Like, you know, it's been almost 8 weeks later and I'm just now getting in the groove of being single. And honestly, I love it. Like, and my friends always used to be, most of my friends were single, and they used to talk about how amazing single life was, and I used to be like, bruh, this is so annoying, like, there's not much I can do, like, I just used to be so annoyed. But now I'm like, oh my god, you feel free, and it takes you some time to realize this, like, it does take some time, but now I'm starting to realize, like, oh my god, I can literally just do me. Like, I don't need to worry about another person anymore. Like, this is now about me. And that's what, you know, life is about. Worrying about yourself. Because life is too dang on short to be worried about another dude. I can truly say I'm at a good spot right now. In my life, I kind of just wanted to give you guys a quick little update, you know, because I know I've been gone for a while, and you know, I want you to know that there's just more to life than guys or women, etc. Because there's so much more to life than it. You don't need to consume all your time and energy into a relationship, because a relationship shouldn't be like work. A relationship should be fun, right? You should be happy too. Want to go to that person after work or after school or after a long day of something. You should be happy. You shouldn't have to feel like, oh bruh, this dude, this female is gonna start with me as soon as I get through that door, as soon as I see her. You don't want to have to feel like that. And the moment that you feel like that, I can honestly say, either communicate with one another or pull yourself back a little bit from one another and reevaluate, or just leave, because you guys should not be feeling like that. You know, have fun in relationships. Don't take it seriously, because that's not what it's about.